Hello and welcome to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. It's Steve Bamford here from Golf Betting System. I take it that you are well. The PGA Championship is behind us in the rearview mirror, and it was great to see Jason Day win capture his first major championship after years of some very, very close calls. Thoroughly deserved, one of my favourite players. Just a shame that I was on Jordan Spieth. However, the backup of Brooks Koepka and also Brandon Grace got us a nice each-way full return last week, so not all bad. Congratulations to Jason Day backers. This week, the PGA Tour regular season comes to its close at the Wyndham Championship at Sedgefield Country Club in North Carolina. And over on the European Tour, we have the Made in Denmark tournament that actually... its inaugural event was last season. It proved to be a very, very tough technical test out there in Denmark. I'll go through that in a little while. The Wyndham Championship, though, must take preference on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods has lowered himself to actually play Sedgefield this year. Can you imagine that a couple of years ago? Of course you can't. But Woods needs to finish in a tie for second or better to get himself into the FedEx Cup playoffs, which start next week in New Jersey at the Barclays tournament. Let me take you through this week's published predictor model. As ever, Golf Betting System, or if you want to find us, Golf Betting Tips into the search engine of your choice. You'll find the website packed full of free content, statistics that you can statistics everywhere, totally free. But of course, also our patented predictor model, where basically every week we throw loads of statistics into a model and come up with a list of players who we think are going to challenge. Both Paul and myself publish predictor models each and every week. Last week, you won't be surprised to hear, you might be surprised to hear, Jason Day was number one in the predictor model. Top 10 of my published predictor model. Of course, it's free of charge, and you can come and pull your own tailor-made predictions together at Golf Betting System. 10 is Jason Duffner, 80-1 with Betfred. 9, Hideki Matsuyama, 20-1 with Stan James. 8, Martin Kaymer. He's actually drifted out this morning to 30-1 with Sporting Bet. 7, Brooks Koepka, backed into 16-1 with Paddy Power. 6 is Carl Peterson, 66-1 with Betfred. 5, Bill Haas, 28-1 with Betway. 4, Ryan Moore, 40-1 with Bet365. Top 3, Justin Thomas at 3, 28-1, only with Coral now being heavily backed. 2 is Webb Simpson, 30-1 with Betfred. And number 1, another guy that's being heavily backed, tipped up in this morning's Racing Post, Brandt Snedeker, 18-1, only available at Coral. So that's Snedeker, Simpson, Justin Thomas, Ryan Moore and Bill Haas. If we're looking for some triple digit value lower down, at 11 it's Charles Howell III, 100-1. David Toms at 12, 100-1 with Bet365. We've also got Jerry Kelly, 150-1 with Stan James at number 17. Jonas Blixt, 100-1 at 18. Cameron Smith is well back this week, 19th position, 80-1 with Paddy Power. They've gone 6 places each way, the only bookmaker to do that this week. We also have Robert Garrigus at a big 300-1 in position 23, and Brendan DeJonghi, 24th, 125-1. That's the Wyndham Championship predictor model this week. Okay, Sedgefield Country Club, an interesting test. 40 millimetres of rain yesterday over in this part of North Carolina at Greensboro. The course is going to be very, very soft. Now, does that mean that longer hitters are going to have an advantage? Probably not on this golf course, which is more positional than total output or power. However, you look at the statistics, you do need to be a 290 average hitter to win around here. All tend to be around about the 290 to 295 mark. Because if you can get it out there 300 yards, it's a big, big advantage as ever, coming in with wedges into a lot of these greens. The greens themselves feature champion Bermuda grass. And on top of that, a typical Donald Ross design, the greens are quite quite undulating, difficult to get to certain pin positions, but the Champion Bermuda grass, which was laid here to replace bent grass in 2012, is far more far harder, far higher stimps achievable. But the rain yesterday and some rain earlier last week is going to mean that the greens play soft as well. So, with light winds at the very highest forecast, there's a little bit of wind tomorrow afternoon, a little bit of wind Friday morning. So it looks like that the AM stroke PM wave have got an advantage, but not that great. However, the rain will make these greens nice and soft, and you can see something of the 19 under, 20 under being needed to get the job done this week. If we're looking for some real markers, players that are non-exempt outside the top 125 in the FedEx Cup standings or money list, they'll be on high alert this week. That includes Jonas Blixt, Gonzalo Fernandez Castaño, Garrigus, Brian Davis, DA Points, Bo van Pelt for some notables, because they're effectively going to lose their card after this week if they don't get into the top 125, and they will face the Web.com Tour Finals to get back onto the main tour. Also, players of the ilk of Luke Donald, Charles Schwarzel are actually on the bubble in terms of the FedEx Cup standings. They're 124th and 125th. They need to stay in that top 125 to get forward to the Barclays. KJ Choi, Martin Kaymer, and Tiger Woods, as I said earlier, are all outside that top 125. Okay, my tips: short golf course, Donald Ross design. I'm going for players that really do love Bermuda greens and they love putting on Bermuda. That's my main remit this week. It's also noticeable that the FedEx Cup standings of the past three winners have been 102nd, 78th, and 105th. So a lot of the favourites are far higher up the rankings than that. So there might be some value lower down. There's also another trend that first-time winners really do get often get a look in here. Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, Arjun Atwal, Ryan Morton, Brandt Snedeker have all had their first main tour victories here in 2000, since 2007. So I'm going, you won't be surprised with a couple of these: Justin Thomas, 2 points each way, 28 to 1 with Coral. I'm going Will Wilcox, another non-winner who's playing some really tasty golf at the moment. I managed to get Wilcox at 60 to 1 with Betfred yesterday. The best price you will now get is 50 to 1 with Betfair Sports. After Wilcox, the local Swede Carl Peterson, a point each way at 66 to 1 with Betfred. Love the look of Peterson, a real talent who's won here in the past and lots of top tens, coming to some really nice form and putting extremely well, Carl Peterson. And then some longer shots: Johnson Wagner, 3/4 of a point each way, 100 to 1 with Paddy Power, 6 places each way. And also Boo Weekly, 3/4 of a point each way, 100 to 1, again with Paddy Power, 6 places each way. So that's Weekly, Wagner, Carl Peterson, Will Wilcox, and Justin Thomas. Those are my fancies for this week's Wyndham Championship. Across to Europe, I'll quickly run you through Paul's published Made in Denmark predictor model. 10, Terry Pilkadiris, 200 to 1 with Betway. SSP Chaurasia, 80 to 1 with BetVictor at 9. David Horsey, 80 to 1 with Stan James at 8. Stuart Manley, 250 to 1 with Betfred at 7. Matthew Fitzpatrick, coming close to his first win, 20 to 1 with Paddy Power. 5 is Robert Carlsen, 40 to 1 with Stan James. 4, Bradley Dredge, 45 to 1 with Paddy Power. 3, Homeboy Morten Urum Madsen, 100 to 1 with Betfred. 2, Richard Green, 50 to 1 with Betfred. And Mark Warren, defending champion, 10 to 1 with 888 Sport. Has to be said, 1348 is his predictor score. Next up, Richard Green, 850. Way, way ahead, Mark Warren. If you do fancy some a short odd favourite this week, Warren looking particularly good as he's defending his title that he won here. The tournament itself played at a very windswept Himmerland Golf and Spa Resort in Farsø, Denmark. Paul's full commentary as ever, detailed as you like, available at Golf Betting System. Okay, Robert Carlsen, 1.5 points to win, 45 to 1, and 1.5 points top five finish, 9 to 1 with 888 Sport is Paul's main tip this week. Followed by Rickard Karlberg, 1.25 points each way, 40 to 1 with Bet365. Richard Green, 1.25 points each way at 50 to 1 with Betfred. And then he's also going Chris Paisley and Marcel Schneider. Thanks for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. See you again next week for the start of the PGA Tour playoffs. Cheers.